Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
I'm a really big Beatles fan, and just yesterday I was listening to the rather haunting lyrics of that song, Eleanor Rigby, and John and Paul plead with us to look at all the lonely people, and then sadly to tell us that Eleanor was buried along with her name and that nobody came. That same afternoon, I was reading an article about anger in the workplace, and it strikes me that at least some anger comes from a place of loneliness, a fear that no one understands you, no one cares about you, or no one knows what you're going through. It seems to me that this anger is a type of bad fruit that falls from a diseased tree, and the root of the issue is loneliness, and the fruit is anger. Even though we endeavour to compartmentalise our work life and our home life, I've noticed that when there are challenges at home, we take them to work, and vice versa, and it can get ugly. In Gallup's most recent workforce poll, 44% of the world's employees experienced anxiety, anger, and deep sadness. And the latest Mercer report shows that 81% of workers are burned out. Even Starbucks last week announced they were closing stores in 5 US cities due to incidents with customers that make it unsafe to operate. Now, I'm no philosopher or psychologist, but it seems to me that if we can agree that loneliness is the disease and that one of the symptoms is anger, then it's most effective for us to attempt to cure the disease, loneliness, than treat the symptom, anger. In the workplace, anger rears its ugly head in many horrid ways. Hostile work environments, poor productivity, and adverse customer relations can be tracked back to unhappy people unhappily working with other unhappy people. So what's the cure for all this sadness? My experience suggests it has to start from within an individual employee, within an individual organization. You know, I've personally witnessed in different corners of the world that when an individual employee has invested time to consider who they are, whose they are, and think deeply about who they're called to be of service to, there's a peace about them that passes all understanding. Whereas happiness is circumstantial and it comes and goes with the wind. It's like situational changes. But joy is different. Joy is perpetual. And it comes from within rather than without. Joyful people carry their own weather with them. I've noticed that people who are rooted to such internal joy are able to weather any storm. What's more, like a pebble in a pond, they're able to ripple out and positively influence others they work with. Such people make great team leads. I've also noticed two types of organizations: those who focus on nursing the problem, or those who focus on providing solutions to prevent the problems. My observation has been that some organizations invest an inordinate amount of time with their financial resources to nurse the problem. They have sick days, mental health clinics, workplace psychologists, and on-site yoga classes, to name just a few. They're achieving little more than stretching a big expensive band-aid on the gaping wound. Now, conversely, other organizations, like a good doctor, want to cure the problem by focusing their attention on developing leaders of high character and high competence. Such leaders help employees connect their passion and talents to roles within the organization to avoid what I call the square pegs in round holes syndrome. This second type of organization evangelize their mission in this world to bring out the very best of their human resources, and in turn they produce business results that benefit all: the customer, the shareholder, the community, and employees. They operate on a more balanced scorecard than just profit. See, lonely people can become angry people at work. Organizations that are well run redirect anger into passion. It's just a different emotion. Great leaders know how to connect people to an organizational mission, which is the why, and the vision, which is where do we want to get to by when. And great leaders know how to bring out the best of human resources, so when they leave or retire, they're not forgotten along with their name. Great leaders care about others so that no one feels lonely, not even our employee, Eleanor Rigby.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.